Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents Hal Kerner's Field Guide to Ultra Running, training for an ultra marathon from 50K to 100 miles and beyond, by Hal Kerner and Adam W. Chase. Foreword by Scott Jurek. Narrated by Josh Bloomberg. Publisher's note: this audiobook includes bonus material. Please visit Tantor.com and type Hal Kerner's Field Guide to Ultra Running into the search box. Follow the link to the book's page, then under the supplemental content section, please enter the access code RUN, and then click the unlock button to access the bonus material. The code should be entered in all lowercase letters. All weekly running plans referenced in this audiobook can be found in the bonus material. Writer's note: I will never forget the day. I doubt Hal remembers it, but for me, it is an indelible moment. We were racing an early season 50K in Chatfield State Park, southwest of Denver, Colorado, when Hal came up on me at about the 30-kilometer mark. In his cool-as-a-cucumber affable way, he passed by me and encouraged me along. I was able to stay with him for a while, and we chatted about his plans for the season. Then he strode away at a pace I could no longer sustain. I've been passed by many a runner since then, but this was a decade ago, when it didn't happen very often. And it had never happened before with this friendly, respectful, excited young guy who had obvious signs of talent and longevity in the growing sport of ultra running. Yet it didn't bother me in the slightest. In fact, as this running phenom pulled away, I remember smiling to myself, feeling as though, in some small way, I was symbolically passing the torch to the next generation of impassioned ultra runners. Later, I recall sharing this notion with Hal, telling him that I saw him as carrying the torch for the future of ultra running. From the perspective of more than 10 years in the rearview mirror, it turns out I was right on target. Hal has indeed been a primary author in writing the future of this emerging discipline. 6 years after that Chatfield race, after Hal had gone on to win some of the biggest races in the sport, I wrote a story for Running Times magazine about Ashland, Oregon, the new mecca of ultra-distance running. To get the whole story, I traveled there, hoping to get a feeling for what this place was all about. I basked in the warmth of the Rogue Valley Runners, which quickly became apparent to me was better known as the community that Hal built. While many of the best ultra-runners had moved there to train on the area's soft mountain trails, it was Hal himself, his depth of knowledge, kind words of encouragement, easygoing demeanor, and infectious smile and laughter, who had really drawn the outstanding crowd of young ultra-runners to Ashland. What a treat it was to run and hang with that pack, savoring the friendly banter and humor that Hal kindled, stoked, and shared in. With this guide, things have come full circle, with Hal sharing his experience and stories with yet a new generation of ultra runners. My hope is that the text flows like a conversation you'd have with Hal during a long training run, or if you stopped in and asked him a question at his Ashland running store. Hal has so many rich stories and lessons to impart to those already in, new to, or aspiring to be in our sport, and I've relished the opportunity to get to know him even better, and on a new level, through this effort. He, quite literally, makes a fast friend. Adam W. Chase. Foreword by Scott Jurek. Part of what makes the sport of ultra running so alluring is its unique cast of colorful characters and the welcoming sense of community. If it weren't for an eclectic group of influencers and encouraging friends, I don't think I ever would have made that big leap to my first ultra marathon. Hal Kerner is most definitely one of those characters, and one I'm proud to call a longtime friend. I can't recall whether it was a mountainous 50K in Virginia or a rocky 50-miler in Arizona where I first met Hal. He was a lanky Colorado kid who had his hat pulled down so low you could barely see his chin, but underneath that brim, there was always this enormous grin that stayed put, no matter how hard we were hammering up a climb. It was almost unsettling. The other thing about Hal? His undeniable cool.